Proclamation number 6461 of 26th of January, 1956. Igniting the divine spark through love. You'll carry the divine spark within you which, when it is ignited, brings about the decisive change in your existence, the change of your will, the turning away from the path you have taken so far. The turning away from the spheres of the dark spiritual world and return into the kingdom which is your true home. Only one thing can bring this about, love. Which you must kindle yourselves, which all spiritual beings lack before their embodiment as a human being, but which the human being should and can develop in earthly life because a small divine spark is placed in him but only becomes a flame through the human being's will. Love is the decisive factor. Love changes the sphere in which the spiritual is located. Love changes the being itself. And love ceaselessly pushes towards eternal love. The whole of earthly life is empty, useless and also meaningless without love. For it is only given to the soul so that the change can take place in it which transfers it from the dark realm into the kingdom of light. And this can only happen when the fire of love is kindled in the human being's heart so that all darkness disappears and the soul stands in the light. Love is the redeeming factor, love is the redeeming power, and love accomplishes the transformation of the imperfect into the divine being. Love is everything. And it is possible for every human being to ignite it. Because the spark is present as a divine gift to the beingness which is completely capable of love. Yet people attach little or no importance to what is most important in earthly life. What should be perpetual striving to kindle and constantly increase the flame of love is hardly recognized by people as important. And people go about their business in a coldness of heart that they unhesitatingly carry out deeds which betray unkindness and harm their fellow human being. Deeds which they are inspired to do by the one who is devoid of all love and to whom they owe their existence in imperfection. Nor do they even think about the fact that they are indeed God's creatures but not divine creatures. They are not aware of their imperfect state because unkindness also means deepest darkness at the same time and only love can give them light. But since the divine spark glows in every human being, love is also unknown to no human being, and every human being will come into situations where the spark breaks through, where the feeling of love touches the human being's heart. And then it depends on him whether he nourishes the little flame so that it can flare up, for everyone is capable of love, but whether he is willing to love is determined by himself. Every noble feeling that begins to stir in a person is such a flash of the divine spark which should be respected, for it can be the beginning of the transformation which is decisive for the whole of eternity. Only then will your earthly life begin to be purposeful, only then will the sphere around you clarify and purify itself, only then will your path go upwards and it will lead to the aim. Love alone brings about a change which transforms you from wretched beings into exceedingly light-filled, blissful beings. Without love, however, no change of essence is possible and earthly life is idle, since it was only given to you in order to accomplish this change of essence. Without love no approach to God is possible, without love you are and remain part of God's adversary. Love alone restores the original state in which you were once created by God. But the fact that you live on earth is the result of unkindness and your great distance from God, so that his illumination of love can indeed still touch you, but it cannot become effective. But God has placed a spark of his love in your heart because he wants the flame of love to flare up in you again. Because he wants you to become divine again, as you were in the beginning. So that his love can radiate through you and you'll also be eternally blissful again in divine unity. Amen.